Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council voted on a resolution Wednesday to further extend the disaster emergency declaration for the city of Kenai to the end of May, which would be 61 days. Resolution 2021-14 states that extending the emergency declaration to the end of May would allow the city administration to continue to waive penalties and interest and extend the moratorium on disconnects for water and sewer accounts for residents impacted by the COVID-19 public health emergency, as well as allow continued virtual participation at council meetings until the legislation is effective. Councilwoman Tia Winger.
I know at the previous meeting I stated that this would be the last time I would be extending the emergency declaration upon talking with some of our senators and our House representatives. I would be inclined to extending this to May 31st because at that time we would see school would be out of session. We'll have more people vaccinated at that point. But as of May 31st, I will not be voting to extend this again.
Kenai says that while the city, state, and nation move towards reopening businesses and resuming activities, council expects the continued impacts of COVID-19, including the public health risks, restrictions on travel, and economic impacts, will be of a severity and magnitude that they say is beyond the authority and capacity of the city to provide an effective response without assistance. There are public and private facilities that remain closed or partially open in gatherings, and other events remain curtailed in order to prevent the transmission of COVID-19. City Council states that these events will continue to have an impact on business, commerce, and the local economy into the future. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reports that a statewide public opinion survey conducted among residents in late February reveals a majority of Alaskans approve of the state's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic response. The survey also measured awareness of the state's vaccine distribution efforts, revealing a majority of residents who are already or intend to become vaccinated. According to the survey, 58% say Alaska no longer is facing a healthcare emergency, a decrease of 4% from November. 48% say the measures taken by the state have been appropriate, an increase of 13% from November. 86% say the vaccine distribution has been successful so far. 60% say they feel comfortable getting back to their regular daily routines. 41% say they've begun the vaccination process. And 58% say they've been vaccinated or intend to get vaccinated when it becomes available. It's worth noting that the poll was conducted before the announcement of opening vaccinations to Alaskans or workers aged 16 and older. Governor Mike Dunleavy.
I got to say that a lot of Alaskans, too many to count, have responded and really helped with this process. And so I would say it's a combination of getting the vaccine, but also just our systems and the people of Alaska that really know how to deal with emergencies and catastrophes. We talked about this, earthquakes, fires, it doesn't matter. But Alaskans, I think the story will be written that they really stood up in this pandemic. But in the end, I think we've done a pretty good job in addressing the issue. It's not over, but one of these days it will be over. We'll be able to look back on it.
Over 800 Alaska residents aged 18 and older participated in the survey. The questions ranged from opinions on a variety of topics related to the virus, including the state of the virus in Alaska, awareness of the vaccine's distribution efforts, intentions of receiving the vaccine, and state and health officials' responses and prevention measures.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.